The Waupun Deputy Police Chief says he expects a decision by next week on whether additional charges will be filed against a Waupun man in the death of his grandmother. 75-year-old Carol Foreman died August 28th at ThetaCare Medical Center in Neenah, 4 days after she was found in the basement of her grandson's home in Waupun with severe head injuries. Deputy Police Chief Jeremy Rosh says police are treating the death as a homicide investigation.
Well, obviously, any death scene, we treat as any death scene a homicide scene, even if it's a suicide. That takes some time. We envision early next week we'll have everything wrapped up, and if we have any additional charges, we'll be forwarding them to the DA's office at that point.
The victim's grandson, 30-year-old Gregory Spittle, is charged with threatening a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and possession of cocaine and drug paraphernalia. One person was transported to the hospital in a car versus moped crash in Fond du Lac. It happened around 9:30 last night on East Scott Street and National Avenue. A car making a turn struck the moped. The moped operator, a 46-year-old Fond du Lac man, was transported to the hospital with a head injury. The Fond du Lac School Board president says she wants to hear how the public feels about spending tax dollars to construct a new artificial turf football field and new indoor physical education building at Fond du Lac High School. The school board discussed the matter at a workshop session this week.
I would really like to hear more from lots of different corners of the community about how people feel about this. I'm watching social media. It's been put out there by a couple of us, and it's on some of the contribution sites. I know that doesn't represent the entire community, though, so I'm hoping that we will get more input via email or phone or people coming to the meetings and speaking about what they think about this investment.
Board President Linda Uselman says installing artificial turf at Fruth Field doesn't seem wise given the field's flooding history, and she says it's also concerning that taxpayers ended up paying nearly $500,000 for renovations at Fruth Field, including a new entryway, when school officials promised it would be paid for with donations. Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman says he is confident there will not be a government shutdown. After a lengthy August recess, Congress is back in session, and keeping the government open is front and center on the agenda. The clock is ticking. Another government shutdown could be on the horizon if Congress doesn't pass its annual spending bills before the end of the month.
The gossip yesterday, and gossip, you got to take it for what it's worth, is that the Democrats will bring to us a continuing resolution just funding next year at the same level as last year as we continue to work on these things.
Grothman made the comments on AM 1170's Between the Lines program. From the Murray Furniture Newsroom, I'm Greg Stensland. For more news anytime, log on to radioplusinfo.com.